Hey, welcome back to the Extra Point Podcast. I'm Brett, one of the pastors here at First Family Church. And on the Extra Point Podcast, it's just a place where we take some extra time each week to do a little further application or greater insight or some observation from the text that we preached this past Sunday. And so this past Sunday, we were in a theological rest stop on the topic of sanctification. And so you heard me ask this pretty direct question: do you have an increasing pattern of obedience in your life? And I talked about how some of us are stuck in deep spiritual ruts, patterns we can't just gradually work out of. And others, while they might not be in outright rebellion, there's areas of our hearts that we've kind of hung up a do not enter sign to keep off limits to God's sanctifying work. And sometimes we need to make a radical move to get out of that rut or surrender the control we've been holding on to. What I want to focus on today on this podcast is some further application, because once you've made that breakthrough, how do you stay in that place? How do you remain? How do you continue abiding? Because here's what's true about most of us: we're way better at crisis abiding than lifestyle abiding. We connect with God very intensely during hard times, big breakthrough moments, but then we drift when life becomes normal again. And today we're going to talk about practical daily rhythms that can help you remain, as it says in John 15. So let's talk about four practical ways to stay spiritually unstuck. First thing is build simple daily rhythms. What you need to do is create some non-negotiable connection points throughout your day. And I'm not saying these all have to be hour-long quiet times, while those are great and needed. I'm talking about simple rhythms that just keep you tethered to the Lord. Before you check your phone in the morning, just spend 2 minutes acknowledging the presence of God. It doesn't have to be some elaborate prayer, just, "God, I'm awake, thank you, I know you're with me, help me today." It's just a practical way to live out Colossians 3 when it says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." So instead of starting your day with doom scrolling, you're starting the day with the Lord, and it sets a completely different tone for your day. You can also use transitions in your daily life as prayer triggers. So every time you get in the car, walk into work, sit down for lunch, go from one meeting to the next, use that moment for a quick, "God, be with me in this next thing, help me." It's what Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians 5 when he says, "Pray without ceasing." It's not that you're kneeled down in a room alone praying out loud 24/7, but that prayer becomes as natural as breathing for you throughout your day. So just take 3 seconds. Say a prayer to the Lord as you transition throughout your day. It keeps you connected and tethered rather than just bouncing from activity to activity. And then end your day with a 2-minute review. Not a guilt session of what you did wrong throughout the day, but a partnership conversation. Where did I see the Lord today? Where did I see him working? What did I possibly miss? What do I need to let go from today? What do I need to forgive? What do I need to ask for forgiveness for? The key is making these things so simple that you can't really talk yourself out of them. We're not trying to become monks necessarily, but just trying to create simple rhythms that can help us remain and abide. Way number two is to be strategic about what's filling your mind. It's not if you're being formed. It's by who and by what. It is happening. So let scripture marinate in your mind. Pick a verse each week, just one verse, and actually live with it. Write it on a sticky note, put it on your bathroom mirror, make it your phone wallpaper, read it multiple times throughout the day until it just starts to become a part of how you think. There's great value in reading large portions of the Bible and seeing it as a story in the entire meta-narrative, but there's also great value in just marinating on a single verse. Sometimes you just have one verse and it's like a verse, it's almost like shrapnel that just gets stuck in your heart and you just can't get over it. That's actually a great thing, just marinating on that one thing and just letting it absolutely consume your mind. It's like in Deuteronomy 6 when it talks about impressing the commandments on your children, talking about them when you sit at home or when you walk on the road or when you lie down, when you get up. It's not prescribing those literal activities, it's giving you an example of what it looks like for God's word to saturate your normal life, not just your Sunday morning. And so make worship music a part of your regular life soundtrack. I'm not saying it has to be 24/7, but be intentional about it. Driving, in the kitchen cooking, working out, just let worship music play. Not necessarily just background noise, but as a way to keep your heart just continually oriented towards the Lord. And then be honest about what media is doing to your soul. It's easy to sometimes make justification for the things that we want to listen to or watch or read. But Romans 12 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. So there is a form, meaning a pattern, that the world has, and it's trying to fit you into that form. But instead of that, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if the first thing you do every morning is scroll through or watch or read all of the media outrage, you are training your heart for anxiety and anger. And if you're constantly consuming entertainment that celebrates what God calls destructive, you're making abiding harder for yourself. What you put into your mind matters. And if you want to abide more naturally, consume more things that draw you toward God and fewer things that pull you away. The third way is to practice recognizing God in natural moments. Most of us live so focused on the past or the future that we miss God in the present. And we can change that by just taking 5 seconds throughout your day, especially when you feel stressed or disconnected. Just acknowledge the presence of God. God, I know you're here with me. It's like Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And I know it sounds almost too simple. You're like, that actually can't be a thing that works. But I'm telling you, it's incredibly reorienting to just pause, even if things feel very stressful. It's training to live aware of God instead of just calling on Him in the emergencies. Interrupt yourself with gratitude several times a day. Your car starts, you have food, your kids are healthy, you have work to do, you have a job. Just find thankfulness for those things. That's living out 1 Thessalonians 5. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It may sound ridiculous, but a man that I went to church with years ago, he would just say, praise the Lord for everything. I think he got the nickname PTL. And it was kind of funny and a joke, but the reality is, like, no one is upset about that. Everyone was so encouraged by this guy because everything that happened, he was just praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the effect that that had on his temperament and the people around him was amazing. And so you may think it sounds cheesy, but the reality is, if you just infuse your daily rhythms with gratitude, you will see an immense change to your attitude. When your day gets interrupted, traffic, unexpected calls, plans that change, instead of feeling frustrated because you've lost control, use those moments as connection points with the Lord. God, you're in control of this interruption. How would you like me to respond? Trusting Romans 8:28 that God is working all things for good. Because at that point, when you have that attitude, interruptions become invitations to opportunities instead of just sources of stress. And the final way is don't try to do abiding alone. Because abiding increases when you're not in isolation. We talked about this on Sunday that one of the ways that God works is through His people. And you need other people who are also committed to growing their connection with God. So find one or two people that can regularly check in with you about your spiritual life. Not to guilt you, but for encouragement and accountability. Hey, how are you seeing God this week? Where are you struggling to stay connected? These conversations keep spiritual growth on your radar instead of just letting it drift to the background. Find people that want to pursue remaining in Christ together. And one of the best ways to do this is not just to find people to do it with mutually, but to find someone that you can intentionally help grow. Because you will see your own abiding increase when you have to help someone else do it. Mentor a new believer, lead a small group, teach kids in kids ministry, help lead in youth group. Because when you're helping others, connect with the Lord, you become much more intentional about your own connection. In Hebrews 10, it says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." And so find not just people to do it with, but find someone that you can intentionally help, that you can serve. And it'll be amazing how much you'll see your connection and your own abiding become so much more natural when you're focused on helping someone else do it. Now, let's be clear. The goal is to make abiding and connection more frequent and natural, because we're all going to have seasons where we still struggle, we make mistakes, we feel disconnected from the Lord. The difference is that as you grow in abiding, those disconnected periods become shorter and less frequent. It's like physical fitness. Even the most fit people in the world still get tired. They still get out of breath. They still have days where they feel weak. But their baseline is so much higher that they recover faster and they can handle more intensity and stress than someone who never exercises. And abiding works the same way. The more you practice these rhythms, the more naturally you'll stay connected, the faster you'll recognize when you're drifting, and the quicker you can reconnect to correct that. So this week, just pick one area and focus on it. Don't try to implement all of this at once. That's how you burn out and get discouraged. But if you struggle with consistency, start some of these daily rhythms. Choose one: morning connection, transitional, prayer throughout your day, an evening review, and just do it every day this week. Maybe your mind is constantly pulled in different directions throughout your day. So focus on what's filling your mind. Pick one verse this week to live with. Maybe commit to starting your day with worship music instead of the morning news. Or maybe it's that you live in constant distraction. Work on your present moment awareness. Practice just those 5-second breaks just to be still and admit, "Lord, I know you're here. I know you're God. I know you're in control." Or maybe you're trying to grow in isolation. So this week, create some accountability. Reach out to one person this week and ask them if they would just check in with you about your spiritual life. Maybe you need to join a small group. Maybe you need to find a team to serve on so you have people regularly in your life who are chasing after the same thing that you are. Now, here's the beautiful thing as we wrap up. The more you practice these rhythms, the more natural they become. The more you stay connected with the Lord, the less appealing those old ruts and patterns become. In connection with God, abiding creates hunger for more abiding. That's the beautiful thing. So if you've made a radical step recently, or maybe you've finally surrendered that resistant area of your heart, deleted that app, called that person, mended that relationship, whatever it is, don't waste that by not building these daily rhythms. Start small, be consistent, and trust that God will honor your efforts to stay close to Him and stay out of those ruts that used to trap you. Thanks for listening. See you Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.